Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi there, Stacey Tuschel here, and we're going to talk about four things that you absolutely cannot do in your small business if you want to make it through this economy and this economic downturn, okay? So we're going to jump in, and here's the thing. I get it. I am just like you. I have never gone through something like COVID-19, right? I've gone through a recession. I was here in 2008 in my business, but this recession, this economic downturn looks so different than last time. So there are a lot of unknowns. There are a lot of guesses and trying things that we've never tried before. But there are some things your customers will not overlook. There are some things they are still expecting of you. They are demanding this of you. And if you get it wrong, they're going to leave and go to somebody else, okay? So here is what I really, really want you to be thinking about as you are starting to make promises, right? As maybe you've closed or you're reopening or you're just making different changes to your business right now. The second you start to promise or start to say what you're going to be doing in your business or where you're putting your energy or your attention, you have to make sure that you are not making bigger promises than you can actually fulfill on, okay? Now, overpromising might help you keep clients in the short term, but what's going to happen is there is no way for you to be successful long-term keeping them because there's going to be a point where they're waiting for you to do the thing you said you were going to do. And as soon as you don't do that, you are going to see that drop off, okay? So here are four major things that I have noticed with a business that I particularly frequent. This is a business that I had been going to pre-COVID on a pretty consistent basis. And from my experience, I was like watching all of these ways that they were getting it wrong, right? And I want you to take from this, I'm not going to say who they are, but I want you to take from it what you can to make sure you don't do this. Now, whether or not your business doors have been physically shut or closed, it doesn't matter. Whoever you are, whatever type of small business you have, trust me when I say you can learn from these four major areas, okay? So number one is the lack of communication, all right? First, I want to let you know, this is so crazy to me, but since COVID-19 has happened here in the United States, I have received one email, since March from this business, okay? Now, lack of communication is so crucial. First of all, the bare minimum a business could have sent out something about COVID-19, especially if they were closed, is two emails. One saying they were closed and one saying when they're reopening. That would be the bare minimum, right? I've only received one, which is crazy because they never even told us we were closed. They made us assume, obviously, they're closed. But then when we assume, we have no idea what the plan is moving forward. And that is not good, okay? You've got to keep your people informed. I guarantee you right now, if you asked your clients, would you rather have over-communication or under-communication, a lack of communication, 9 out of 10 people are going to say over, right? They would rather have too much than not enough. So that is a big one. You have to learn from here. I will tell you, there was a time during COVID that we were giving out weekly emails with videos of me reading the email in case you would rather have watched than listen, okay? Please make sure you are not under communicating with your people. Problem number two, the one email that was sent out was, here's our plan or here's what's gonna start to happen now that we reopen. The problem was what their plan was did not actually happen. So the plan was we are gonna be calling every single person that was supposed to be coming in next week, let's say. All right. Now, 3 weeks later, I still had not received that phone call. So the lack of communication, major, but now you've actually finally communicated. And then what you said you were going to do, you didn't do it. Now, here is where, yes, give them some grace. They've never gone through this, but here is where you don't understand. It's okay if you've overpromised because you didn't know. But then tell people, let people know what's going on, right? if I would have gotten an email saying, I know you were supposed to receive an email of us calling you or rescheduling with you. However, this was a lot bigger of an item to check off our to-do list. We're still making those phone calls. Be patient. We'll be right with you. That would have been fine. But again, going back to problem number one, the lack of communication has not been great. Okay. So problem number three, no ownership or accountability that they've messed up, that they have been underprepared, under communicating, right? So I finally call 3 weeks later. I'm like, hey, I was supposed to get an email about 2 weeks ago. Still haven't gotten it. Okay. How do you respond to that? So first of all, my response as a business owner would have been like, I am so sorry. We have been completely swamped. We had no idea it was going to take us this long to make all these phone calls. I apologize. Like that would have been my response, right? And then maybe going above and beyond to make up for that. However, their response was, no, I'm sorry. It was, well, we have 1,000 people that we're supposed to be calling and we just haven't been able to get to all of them. Okay, why is that my problem? You told me that was your plan. I didn't ask you to call 1,000 people in a week. You decided you were going to do that, okay? So don't blame your customers for you missing the deadline that you set. Be very, very careful. Now, I will say this. I'm not going to shout out somebody negative, but I will share something positive. So Kohl's Department Store, it's a big department store here in Wisconsin. And actually, I believe it is nationwide now, but they're everywhere here. They're from this area and they're all over. Everybody shops at Kohl's here. So I know somebody who went into Kohl's when they reopened and then they filled out a survey on their way out and they said, like, I am thoroughly disappointed with the lack of communication we received, which, okay, that was her opinion, right? So anyway, this is what Kohl's did. They sent her a follow-up email within like a couple hours saying, we are so sorry you've been disappointed with our actions. And they gave her a gift card to come back and shop at Kohl's. Okay. And like a decent amount where you could absolutely, it wasn't like $10. It was an amount where she could go and shop and actually get something. That is how you go above and beyond. That is how you make it right when you have said something that you didn't fulfill on or you didn't say anything and they're waiting for you, right? Go above and beyond. So that was that. Now, problem number four. This is a big one that I see with people that have more than themselves on staff, right? Is their team is inconsistent. So different messages are being said. What has been said in the email is not what has been said on the phone. You call back and all of a sudden the other person has something else to say and you're like, who is right here? Are you guys changing your mind this much or do you just not know what's going on and you don't know what's actually happening, okay? Get your team on the same page. We don't ever, and I shouldn't say this, now we don't ever do this, but back in the day, I would get this amazing idea and I'd email out people or I'd post it on Facebook and my front desk or my admin would go, we don't even know what this is. Like you sent out a promotion. How many of you have done this? You sent out a promotion and we don't even know what you're talking about. You can't do that. I learned the hard way. Now I will never be, my team is like, Stacey, give us your ideas. We'll let you know when you can actually like publicly implement them, right? That is what's happening with a lot of businesses. The owner is sending out an email. The person answering the phones or checking the email is not the same person and they don't have the plan of action ready to go. So I was told like, oh, you're actually the first person on the wait list. I was like, oh, cool. That like made me feel good. Again, overpromising, sugarcoating, making me feel good short term. When I call back and you're like, well, we've only gotten through half of the wait list. I'm like, but wait. Half of the wait list, I was number one. Is that possible? So somebody's lying. Somebody's wrong. Some miscommunication is happening. So again, you might think like giving somebody what they want to hear right now is helpful, but it's only helpful for a very short amount of time and it will backfire. So you cannot be over-promising right now and under-delivering. Now, here's the thing. I love the product I get from this company. It is the only reason I haven't gone elsewhere. If the product was not as good as it was, I would have been gone. Like they would have ruined it so fast for me. However, the product is good. The second I hear about another product similar in a similar industry is just as good, there would be no reason for me to stay. So even if you're like, oh good, we have a good product, so we're gonna get through this, not necessarily. Like it's a ticking time bomb until somebody else steps up and delivers something you've been doing. Does that make sense? Okay, so here's what I want you to know, you guys. These four problems can be done in any business. It doesn't matter if your business has been closed or not. Even here in foot traffic, which we were not closed, these four problems, these are things that we are as a team making sure we are doing. Part of these are in our company core values with our high standards, being resourceful, like constantly being in integrity and doing what we say we're going to do or making it right if we can't. I really want you to be thinking about that, all right? Now, if you haven't heard, we are kicking off our beginner boot camp coming up on July 1st. It is a 30-day boot camp where we're going to help you build your first funnel. So many people that have gone through the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop are like, I'm not ready. I don't know what my offer would be or who I would even want to sell to or what that would look like. If you are still questioning, like, what would a funnel look like for you? What would I be selling? Who would I be selling to? All of that good stuff. Go to stacytushel.com/bootcamp. Get signed up. We kick off live on July 1st. I'll be jumping into this private Facebook group between 2 to 3 times per week with trainings. And then I should say I'll be jumping in twice a week with trainings. And then people from my team will actually be jumping in on bonuses. They'll be going live. I'll be going live for Q&A. You are not going to want to miss out on this opportunity. Again, go to stacytushel.com/bootcamp and I will see you there. All right. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.